God bless you. God bless you. It's another day's journey. I heard a song some time ago. It's another journey, another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Good to be with you and to speak to the community of the gospel for the glory of Jesus. KRAJ 100.9 FM in the Antelope Valley, and I am on the air, and I'm thankful for it. So I really appreciate it. I want to share, and maybe we better get a little help here. Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to be via technology, to share the word today, to make somebody's load a little bit lighter and somebody's heart a little bit brighter. And we thank you for it. Thank you for the opportunity to be your servant. Not that I'm all of that, but I'm all I know how to be. And I know that you can make me into whatever you would have me to be, and you can speak on your own today, Lord. I am your servant, ready to speak. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. Amen. I woke up this morning somewhere around 4:30, and I was sleeping real good, and the Lord woke me up and gave me the word that he'd like, that he wanted me to speak to you today. I'm glad that the Lord gives me an opportunity to not only speak, but he many times just say to me, this is what I'd like for you to do. And he's God, and he still talks to me in such a sweet way that it just blesses my heart. And here's what he shared with me. And I hope you would join me wherever you are, unless you're driving. Join with me in the prayer of John 17. Some year or so ago, I believe, I shared with you something similar to what the Lord has given me in this one. But John 17, verse 10 and 11. And I might look into some of the other verses, but here's what he says. This is Jesus' prayer to his Father. Well, before I read that, let's go to the very first verse. It says, these words spake, this is John 17 and 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Now, that's the beginning of his prayer, when he prayed this prayer before he went to be crucified. And if you remember, they came and got him and took him away from there. So now let's look at verse 10 and 11. Listen what he said as he prayed. Now, he prayed for himself. There's no question about that. But he kept us in mind and everything he prayed. And I want to use a thought for today, Brother Melvin. What I'd love to have everybody to hook up with is the hookup. That's what I'm going to call it. The hookup. So watch this. And all mine are thine. This is Jesus speaking in verse 10, chapter 17. And thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now, I think I need to read that again because it's more into that than what it looks like it is. And all of mine, this is Jesus talking, are thine. And he's talking to his Father. He says, every guy I got, every person I have, is mine. And then he says, all mine are thine. Whatever I have is yours. Then he says, and thine are mine. Whatever you have, Lord, Father, is mine. And I'm glorified in them. And this word glorify here, I guess another way that I like to say glorified is to be made big, to honor, to really lift up. Now, that's verse 10. Now, the hookup comes here, verse 11. And now I am no more in the world. But these, talking about his disciples, are in the world. And I come to you, this is Jesus saying to his Father, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as you and I are one. Now, that makes a hookup that is unbreakable. There's a lot of discussion going on in the world today concerning the Trinity and all of that, and some say it is, some say it's not. And we recognize that the word Trinity itself, as far as I know, is not found in the Word. But we recognize that if there are three elements involved, that is the Trinity. So here's what he said. He prayed to his Father and said, everyone that I have is yours, and everyone you have is mine. And so everything that we have is ours together. Now, the Bible doesn't say it in that way. So what I want to say is, as I look and see in our world today, the system that we have is done gone crazy, folks. It is crazy. From the White House, and please excuse me today, from the White House to the Black House to the Brown House, it's gone crazy. The society is in an uproar in such a way that people don't know what to do. Just a week ago, in Las Vegas, Nevada, a guy that they have not figured out yet what happened to him. He doesn't fit any mold that they've tried to put him into. They cannot find one single motive as to why this guy buried himself in this room on the 32nd floor, and began to shoot people and killed 58 and wounded, I don't know how many, some hundred plus, several hundred, I think 500, just spraying bullets at the people who were there. Those people went there to have a good time, but could not absolutely get to finish their journey. They ended up, 58 of them, dead. And they are still trying to figure out what happened to this guy. Why did he do that? They recognize that the guys in these vehicles running into crowds over in England and all of that, they kind of figured out motives for that. But they have not figured out motives for this guy who killed up all the people and then killed himself. And his brother said, nobody could have made me believe it. And he said, I'm still in shock as to why my brother do some heinous thing as this. Well, all I'm trying to say, folks, when we talk about the hookup with you today, I'm concerned that we remember what Jesus did when he had to go through to Calvary. And he knew that this was going to be it was going to be terrible. He knew that. Because Jesus then, the book teaches us, as I kind of ram around for scriptures a little bit, and over there, I believe in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, and he says that any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Now, only through Christ, only through the hookup, can we absolutely say that I have sinned and yet I'm clean. I am totally clean because I have the hookup. Now, brothers and sisters, I just talked about the guy in Las Vegas. I talked about just a few issues that are going on in our community. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where you are politically, but I'm not really happy with how our president is operating. Now, I hope you don't shut the TV off, or radio off, that is, because I said that. But the bottom line is, I think that our leader from the White House must somehow or the other forget what people say about him and go ahead and lead America in a way that it needs to be led. Has any other of our president done some other ugly, funny things? Yes, they have. But I'm just trying to say that there's a lot going on that you and I, who believe Jesus, got to continue to pray and keep the hookup going. If we don't do that, Jesus is going to be soon to come to us. He prayed in his prayer, "Father, keep those that you gave me, but keep them in your name." Now, he made a statement. "I'm no longer in the world." Now, you and I both know that when we read this scripture, in this scripture, when he was speaking, he was absolutely and in fact in the world. But he had counted himself dead for the hookup, because he knew that he had to take our sins, the past sins, the present sin, and future sin, and he had to pay for them through his own body that God had created for him, that he would be able to do that. Now, brothers and sisters, I pray that we pray. Let me see, can I say that again? I pray that we pray for a continuous hookup, not only for ourselves, but for our brothers and sisters, and even for our president, and even for our pastors, wherever you go to church, even for your husband, even for your wife, even for your children, even for your relatives, even for those that you don't even know. Ask God to hook them up, because this system that we are presently in is a crazy system, and we cannot get there without the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Now, remember, he told his Father, "I want you to keep them and cause them to be one as you and I are one." Not one because I'm a Republican, all Republicans are one. Not one because all Democrats are one. And not one because of any other association, because those hookups break. Those hookups break as soon as we don't do what whoever it is want us to be like. That hookup break, and it doesn't get us anywhere. But if you hook up with the Lord, and I hook up with the Lord, and we hook up with each other, we got an unbreakable hookup, because the Lord has hooked us up in such a way that we are like him. Now, in John, prior to this prayer, in John chapter, I believe, is 13, verse 34 and 35, he says, in verse 34, he says, "And a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another." Love one another. And maybe I ought to just read that to make sure we get it. And that is John 13, 34 and 35. "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you." Notice Jesus put himself in the circle again. In John 17, he put and God in the circle. Now he puts himself in the circle again, "that you also love one another just like I have loved you." And then he says, "that carries a sign with it. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, when you have love one to another." And I need your prayers. As I move along in age, I feel wonderful. I met a person in the gym. I go to 24-hour fitness, and I hook up with people there. And people, I had one person say, "You can't be 84 years old and almost 85." And he says, "Oh, I know why. Because you go to the gym." And I had to break the news to him, folks. It's just the goodness of God. Yeah, I go to the gym. I do my part. Yes, I go lift a few weights. I get on the treadmill. I get on the bikes and I do all that. And I work up a good sweat and all that. But that is not really what keeps me alive. That helps me to do my part. But what keeps me alive is the goodness of God, the hookup that Jesus made in the Garden of Gethsemane when he prayed to his Father and said, "I want you to keep them." And now, also, let me put in here, I think it's in verse 20. In verse 20, chapter 17 and 20. Listen what Jesus said. This is 17 still while he was praying. By the way, we look in Matthew chapter 9 and we say, we call it the Lord's Prayer. But this, in my mind, really is the Lord's Prayer. Look what it said in verse 20. "Neither pray I for them alone." Now, in other words, not just for the apostle. But look what else he said. "But for them also which shall believe on me through their word." What in the world is he talking about? I believe in the word that is left in the word by the apostles. And I'm still going by what Paul taught. I'm still going by what Matthew and all these other guys have left on record for. And he said, if we believe on him through the words that the apostles have left, then we're also hooked up with the hookup. And I'm excited about this, and I'm so thankful that God has given us and given me the privilege to say to you this morning, whatever you're going through, it doesn't matter what you're going through. It could be sickness. It could be a problem in your home. It could be a job situation. It could be a money. I don't care, brothers and sisters, what it is. If you got the hookup, you got what you need, because God will provide that for you. He will make sure that you get what you need to get in the hookup that he's made with his Father. He made this plan for us before he ever left. And I'm so thankful and I'm so honored that he's allowed me to do that. Now, not only did that, but he went on to Calvary, died on Calvary's cross, buried in Joseph's new tomb, third day morning got up and declared all power is in his hand. And he said, to you and I, if you believe the work that I did on Calvary, then the work that I did on Calvary, and you trust it, I'll save you forever through the hookup that was made on Calvary. Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity today to know. I know for sure in my soul, I know for sure. I don't have a doubt in my mind. Many years ago I had doubt, but Lord, I thank you. You washed those away, and I trust you. And I know that what you did on Calvary was done for me. Will you reveal this to brothers and sisters who are listening with me this morning and let them know that the eternal hookup is on? Trust him. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I'm glad to be with you this morning and hope that you got, I hope that we were able to leave a little, just your load a little bit lighter. And I ask you to just trust the Lord Jesus, because he's able to keep you. He's able to keep you. I want to invite you to come to our church anytime you'd like, every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at the Livingstone Cathedral of Worship. And we're located at 37721 North 100th Street East, in Little Rock or Sun Village, whichever you choose to call it. And we're at the corner of R and 100th Street East. Our pastor is Pastor Rodney Rivers. great preacher. I know you would enjoy it. And whether I'm there or not, I'm not there all the time, but I'm always there in spirit. God bless you. See you next time.